on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Hey, it's Your Money Matters. John Hansen here with you till 7 o'clock. We talk about financial literacy and how the earlier you're able to learn it or teach it to your kids, the better. There's an app that helps you do that and helps them manage their money if they get it, especially as they get here to the summer. Greg Merced joins us now, a certified financial planner, the CEO of BusyKid. Hey, Greg.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us what BusyKid's all about.
BusyKid is an app that gives kids real-life experiences with work and money. It's perfect for the summertime, right? Get those kids off the couch and get them out doing something that's actually important.
And how young are we talking?
I'm thinking young. They can get out there when they're 5 or 6 years old and do stuff around the house and start to understand the importance of accountability, responsibility, and then once they get some money under their belt, then they can really start to learn by doing, right? Learn by making decisions with that money. And I always think that, you know, practice makes perfect with a lot of things. It's no different for money.
So I think a lot of us are familiar with doing chores to get allowance. I'm sure a lot of us, I know I did, grew up in that world where if you took out the garbage, did that, I don't know, you get $1, $2, whatever it is. Are you then going from that moment when the kid is handed those $2 and just taking it to the next 3 or 4 steps from there?
Yeah, so we've just made this like a perfect little ecosystem of reality. So think of it this way. We as adults, we go out, we have a job, we earn some money. Okay, we get the money. Now what do we do with it? We usually do 3 things with it. Number one is we save or invest it. We usually do that in like a 401k, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second is we usually share with something like church or charity, something we care about. And then the last is we spend, and we usually spend with a card or our phone. And so that's exactly what we have made for kids. So when they earn those couple of dollars and they come in to our system, we automatically divide it up into those 3 buckets for them, where they can learn how to invest. They can look at charities and make donations so they realize the world is, yes, a bigger place than just them. And then we give them a card and we let them spend on the card or on their phone. Like, this is it. So we're practicing for what's coming down the road, which is reality.
Wait, do you actually, like, do they have an investment arm on the app where I could actually set up, like, a brokerage fund for my 4-year-old?
Yeah.
And he gets $3 and he can choose an ETF and put it in there?
You're exactly right. Literally, a parent sets up a brokerage account and they can learn how to invest. Imagine a kid busting it out, mowing the lawn, washing the car, doing all this stuff, earning some money, and then browsing through stocks and ETFs to determine, like, hey, I like Teslas, so let's invest in the company. Or, shoot, we watch Netflix every night. Maybe we should invest in the company, not only just give them our subscription payment. Like, this is mind-blowing stuff for a kid. And when they realize that, and they realize, holy smokes, I just looked on my activity feed in the app, and I got a dividend. Like, what the heck is that? And then they can learn about that. Like, this is game-changing stuff really early in life.
Do you think the piggy bank falls grossly short of teaching kids the best way to earn money versus just stocking it somewhere?
Listen, there's less than 10% of actual money flying around anymore, right? Papers and coins. Get the piggy bank and the envelopes and the jars and all that stuff. Throw it out the window. And let's use technology. This is one of those things that you can use technology and not, you know, drive yourself crazy about. Well, the kids use technology to scroll their lives away, you know, a lot of the times, and it drives us as parents absolutely crazy. But let's leverage technology now to teach them about what I call invisible money. Money is not something you stick in your pocket anymore, really. It's just numbers on a screen. So because of that, we have to teach them differently. And you're right, throw all that old stuff, old school stuff out the door because it's fallen short.
Is there educational tools on there too, or is it just practice by learning? Like, I know that there's financial literacy books out there for kids. I know that there's some apps that'll teach you one thing or the other, but is this more like a hands-on approach? Show that kid how it's done, watch that kid watch the money grow, and then that's really going to be the teaching mechanism?
I believe kids learn best by doing this stuff, okay? I would be very surprised if a kid decided, you know what, I'm going to go buy that financial literacy book. Are you kidding me? Like, those things are not flying off the shelf, okay? This is the real world. They learn by doing. Imagine a kid who earns some money. Oh, gosh, I can't live without those shoes or without that scooter or that dress or whatever. And they bust it out, get the money, and then they go to the store or they buy it online with their own card, and then the scooter gets run over in the driveway, right? And it's like, oh, my goodness, that's where the lessons are learned. Or even better, they'll say, you know what, I don't want it to get run over in the driveway. I'm hanging that baby up in the garage. That's what's actually going to happen when they earn their own money and learn by doing.
The app is called Busy Kid. That's how the kids make money. How does Busy Kid make money?
Busy Kid makes money very simple. It's a subscription. It's $48 a year for the whole family, up to 5 kids, and that's it. So it's very affordable. Any family really can use Busy Kid. And I always just say, get your kids busy doing stuff that actually matters. And it always drove me absolutely nuts when it was the summertime, the kids are out of school, all of a sudden they have all this time on their hands, and they're just laying around. It's like, oh, that drove me crazy. So give your kids some ideas, right? Hey, why don't you go ask the neighbor if you can walk their dog? Maybe you could go ask them if you can mow their lawn or wash their car or, I don't know, whatever. And then we've made it so easy that with our feature we call Busy Pay. Imagine that the next door neighbor washes your car and then comes to get paid, right? Oh, shoot, I don't have any money in my pocket because I don't have cash. For heaven's sakes, I'm not going to write him a check. I don't have a checkbook, and he wouldn't know what to do with it. So what do? He pulls his Busy Kid app, taps on a Busy Pay, and that gives it a QR code that you can just scan and pay him.
That's great stuff. So it's easy to pay them for the work that they do and teach them more about that. Greg, I we're out of time. I appreciate it, though. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Busy Kid, and I imagine people can download it wherever they download their apps.
Absolutely. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.